Testing, testing, testing. I am now about to sing a song and make a double recording. When the moon comes over the mountain, I'm alone with my memories of you. Once again I'll stroll in the mountain with my beautiful Bonnie, so true, 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 true. Dear Florence, you might have to put up with that beginning song there. I made a little deal, and you probably won't be able to hear it on yours, but I tried to play my sound on sound, which is a, you get two voices, play it one way and then go back and play it another. Well, it comes out on stereo, but I don't know whether it'll come out on yours or not. How are you, baby? You feeling all right tonight? I hope so, because old Carly is still chugging along here, 100% in the true blue and 100% feelings for you, and getting a little bit punchy, but still 100%, 100%. I'm getting to feel like a short timer now. I've got about 20 days to do, 20 days before I'm all fluttering and flittering around here. And by the time you get this tape, it'll be less than that. It'll probably be 15 days. Who knows? I haven't received any orders from Saigon yet, but I expect to make a phone call one of these days and check them people out down there to see that I'm going to get some orders of some kind. Maybe they don't issue them too fast to us fellows, but they could issue me mine now, and I'd like to go and hang around a little bit someplace until the bell rings and Carly comes out and jumps in the airplane. I'm ready to roll whenever they're ready to let me roll. So, roll on, Jordan, roll on, little Jordan, roll on, little Jordan, roll on. I'm going down to the river. I'm going to put on my long white robe. Ain't going to go to war no more. Ain't going to go to war no more. Ain't going to go to war no more. I'm going to put on my long white robe. Oh, them a golden slippers. Oh, them a golden slippers. Are the golden slippers that they're going to wear to go to the golden shore. Yeah, 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 yo. Them a golden slippers. Oh, them golden slippers. Are the golden slippers that they're going to wear to go to the golden shore. Oh, a long tight diddle diddle, long tight da da dee 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 diddle dee 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 da dee da. I forgot that song. I haven't sung that for 35 years. Them golden slippers. But I'll be seeing you. You know that. And today is Thursday. Thursday, the day before Memorial Day. Now, Memorial Day leads me to believe of flowers on the grave. Did you take care of Mama's grave and Papa Carly's people's grave? You usually do, and I suspect you did again. You're the sweetest girl that was ever born. And I'm so proud, so real proud that you're mine. I wish I had you here tonight so I could talk to you a little bit. I feel in a cuddly mood tonight. I'm course, I got this short timer's attitude, but you still have to kind of hang on, you know. Hang on. Tomorrow's also Buddha's birthday. Now, this means, in the language of the Oriental Buddhist, the same as the Christ's birth, Christmas. And these people show a little child standing on a lotus blossom. That means something in the birth of a child. And the Buddhists are whanging away at their drums. In fact, there's a guy out here making a lot of racket. I wish I could get some of the sound in our temple across from us. Hold on. By golly, I got a little of that. I've been going to take this set down some way and get over there and get the sound of this, the Buddhist chanting. And he beats the drums and they do a lot of chanting. I've been going to shoot that scene one of these days. I ought to go down and try and get it now, I guess, but I need a cable. Anyway, people are going into the temple across the street, and this is Buddha's birthday tomorrow. They haven't gone to these extremes before to celebrate, and one of my informants told me today that the Buddhists are celebrating with a lot of show this year because they want to be known as the peace party, and the Paris talks is supposed to, they're supposed to, if they have peace, they want to have something to say. Well, in the year 1969, we really went for peace, and so there's a lot more celebration, Christmas, or Buddha's birthday this year than there has been in the past, and since I've been here in Quan Nai. That's kind of interesting, too, because they play the politics to the hilt, and Buddhists are not supposed to play politics, I guess. So tomorrow is Memorial Day, and Buddha's birthday. That means it's both the national holiday for the Vietnamese and the Americans. But I think I'll go over to the office and work around. I got a few things to do, and so I will do that anyway. Although there won't be anybody around, and I hope there's not. Well, Bob Burke, the boss, is going to leave on next Sunday. He's got word that he's got to be down to Da Nang or Saigon for a debriefing before he goes out of the country. So he's got his bags and his foot lockers, and he's packing up and getting ready to go. I'm glad he's going. I almost got in a fight with him tonight. Son of a gun. I've been keeping this back, the thing that caused the fight, the trouble, why I've been sort of hoping it wouldn't come up, but it came up at the dinner table. The other night, around midnight or 1 or 2 o'clock, he went out and he found a couple of the guards asleep, or what he thought was the guards. So he says, I want them fined. And so I've caught these guys a number of times, and I've told him I'm going to can them. So he says, I want them fined. So I got him in and talked to him and found out that there's two guards in each post, and we've got a generator operator around here. And he crawled up in one of these bunkers we got and went to sleep, and the other guard off duty was asleep. Now, the guard on duty was down roving around the yard, which I found out they do. And he went up there and found these two guys asleep that he thought was guards. So when I questioned them and talked to them a little bit, they told me what the situation was. So instead of fining them, I give them a hearty lecture and let him go. And tonight at supper time, he said, mentioned something about the guards, and he said, oh, did you find them guys? And I said, no. And I told him why. And he said, oh, they're not supposed to do that, roaming around. Who said they're roaming around? And I said, well, that's the way they've been doing it. Well, they don't do it in this compound. And I said, well, they've been taught to do it in all the compounds. And he says, do you want them fined? I'll go ahead and fine them. He said, sure, I want them fined. He said, I said, damn it, I didn't want to bring this up at supper. I knew it had upset everything. So he stoned around a little while and finally said, well, I guess they learned a lesson anyway. I said, I talked to them pretty severely.